Breaking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number one.com. Networking Arizona is also brought to you by More Wealth. For more wealth and security in your retirement, visit morewealth4mywealth.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealth, the number four, mywealth.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I traded it
all. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm excited about bringing on my first guest. It just so happened that we heard her ad just before we came on, and it was just so perfect for what we're going to be talking about today. I have with me Shauna Moore. She's the owner of Moore Wealth Management, also one of my sponsors. Thank you for that. Also, she is also does a lot of television interviews as well. And I want you to tell everybody first a little bit about you. I'm going to let you do that part. And also about the recent television interview that you just did recently.
Hi, Carol, and you know, thanks for having me back. I enjoy being here.
Thank you so much.
It's been a couple of years now, and I've been in the business for over 25 years. I was basically born into the business. My dad got into the business before I was born, and it wasn't my plan to get into the business, but that here I am today. So over 25 years of learning, you know, helping people with their retirement planning, which has changed a lot. So I learned a lot of the basics from my parents, which I am forever grateful for. But it's not just about numbers. It's really about people, even though we're helping them make sure that they have a secure retirement, secure income for their retirement going forward, and all the different aspects involved in that. So we really do enjoy what I do. And I recently, I had an interview with Tom Hegna, and he's known nationally. It's kind of interesting because, again, being in the business over 25 years, he's been around, and he's a national speaker, an annuity expert and retirement expert. And I always looked up to him. I've read his books. And so it was very honoring to me to be able to actually have the opportunity to sit down across the table, basically, and have an interview with him and just talk about retirement planning and things that we do. And it just aired on Fox Business this last Sunday.
And you're going to be putting that up on your website?
Yes. As soon as we have a copy, we will be putting that on our website.
So it's so cool to see the young and the old together. But that it's also, I think, it's an honor not only just to have you there, you know, mm-hmm. and exciting for you as well. Money. We're going to talk a little bit about money and how to have it and how to become wealthy, but not just when we talk about wealthy, because wealth means a lot of things to different people, but also to be able to stay that, to be, you know, wealthy and not just for a short amount of time.
Right.
We want to talk a little bit about that today. And and discipline. This is another word that I wrote down too, that when you were talking, and this is important stuff that listen up, everyone, because everybody should be doing this. Really?
Absolutely.
No matter how much money you have, honestly, this will teach you, listen to what we're going to talk about today, because this is going to teach you to have money, to have it and not be spending it. And
exactly.
That's a big thing. So,
yes.
Shauna, you've said that the wealthy retirees often share certain habits. Can you share what the very first one is?
Yes. And again, these are not just for the wealthy, but this is where how a lot of people become wealthy and stay wealthy. And one of the number one things is to always, always, always pay yourself first. That is a non-negotiable for those that are wealthy. You always pay yourself first, meaning when you get your paycheck or what have you, you save a portion of that.
10% at least?
At least 10%, but if you can save 20%, that's better. But you need to be saving on a regular basis. There's no, well, this month, granted, emergencies come up. Mm-hmm. But in general, that should be a non-negotiable. You're always saving for yourself. So, you know, you pay Uncle Sam with taxes, you pay yourself, and then you pay your bills. Mm-hmm. And so that's the number one thing that I think helps people to get to that point where they can actually look at their future and their potential retirement and see that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that they're going to make it because they made sure to pay themselves first.
Now, I want to make sure people understand something. When we say pay yourself first, that means even in your paycheck that you get from somebody, not just because you own a business.
Right. Exactly.
I wanted to say it out there like that because, you know, people sometimes, well, I don't have to do that. I don't own a business. No,
right.
You do too.
Right. When you get your paycheck, put a portion aside, make sure, and especially if you have the opportunity to put into a 401k, that's one area you can put that. But you want to make sure that you're saving consistently. If you don't have a 401k, make it automatic somehow. We have clients where they're still younger, they're working, and they don't have a 401k option, but we set up an account for them, and automatically, you know, once a month or twice a month, whatever the situation is for them, we're automatically tying it to their paycheck, and we're taking it out of their checking account and putting it into their savings, so that before they can be tempted to spend that, they're actually saving for their future.
It's wonderful. Now, what's another common habit that you see among people who have built financial security?
Well, the other thing is, you know, you want to make sure that you're somehow invested. Even if you have emergency savings, for example, you don't want to sit in a bank that's paying you 0.01%. All of your money should be working for you. So even if that means maybe taking it out and finding something that's a short-term investment that's at least keeping up with inflation, because the problem is you have that money sitting aside, and if that $1,000 or $100,000 is sitting there and barely growing and not keeping up with inflation, you're actually losing purchasing power. So even if you say, well, I don't want a lot of risk in the market, I don't want to lose this, you're technically losing some of that money, in the sense that now when you take that $1,000 or $100,000, and in 5 years it's still only $100,000, it's not going to buy as much. So you need to make sure that even for your safe money, or your money that's more for an emergency, at least find a place where you can get a good return that's going to keep up with or potentially beat inflation.
It's important to have your money working for you. The always. Money is always building money. That's how people make money.
Yes.
And they grow their money. That's really important. I just wanted to mention, because you are also the author of Retire With More. It's the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. It's a book that you wrote. She's done everything now. And so, of course, being on the radio, too, has been wonderful. And learning the audience, you know, it's all about education here. That's what I really love, the way that you do all of this. And we're going to open up the lines to the audience for everyone to get entered in. And you're going to get the book. You're just going to get the book. And we want you to call in throughout the rest of the show at 602-277-5369. And toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. You want to check her out on her website, which is morewealthtalk.com. You can also go to her website, which is morewealthtalk.com, but also your phone number is 833-4-MY-WEALTH. And we're going to continue to talk about this, because to me, everyone listening, this is something that everyone should start doing. And as it grows, you'll be amazed at how fast it grows as well. A lot of people, they assume once you have money, you just spend freely. And how do the wealthy do it?
Well, they don't. Most of them don't spend freely. Now, some people, the ultra
mine,
ultra wealthy,
somebody,
right?
I knew what did. Go
you
ahead.
Did?
Yeah, no. I gotta tell you a lot about it.
Go ahead, tell me about it. But yes, the wealthy, you know, they don't. So we have a lot of clients, and there's a range of wealth. And you know, the clients that are on the wealthy end, they don't just spend freely. They're actually more concerned than some of our clients that have less money. So they're more concerned about assets. They want to make sure that their assets are growing properly. They want to make sure they're not going and getting themselves into a high car loan, for example, with a high interest rate and a high payment, all those types of things. They're making sure they're actually very tight with their budget. And so that's the thing, is they don't spend freely. That's how you can keep your wealth, because absolutely, once you reach wealth, we've all know people where they have $1 million or lottery winners or what have you, but sometimes people inherit a lot and all of a sudden it's gone because they had it, but they didn't budget it properly.
Right.
And so that's a key, very key component.
Absolutely. I mean, getting money is fantastic, but knowing how to make it work for you and having somebody to help you do that. And this is something else that you mentioned earlier to me today, which was being accountable, having somebody there for you to help you be accountable for what you're doing.
Right. And that's why we do recommend working with a financial professional, someone that's going to help hold you accountable. And it doesn't mean they're going to control what you can and can't spend your money on, but they're going to be a sounding board to make sure you're not making a bad decision.
You can check her out on her website. It is more, MORE, wealthtalk.com. You can also call her. She's A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau. It's 833-4-MY-WEALTH. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Knowing Treating every client is different. Anna von Strassenberg, CPA, PLLC, prides herself by offering ethical, accurate, and professional guidance when it comes to accounting, tax, and consulting services like tax return preparation, tax projections, proactive tax planning, IRS representation, QuickBooks, Pro Advisors, and more. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, call 480-964-4030. That's 480-964-4030. Services available year-round. ArizonaCPAs.com.
An arrest for domestic violence or any criminal charge can threaten your job, family, and freedom. I'm Attorney Josh. When everything is on the line, you need a fighter in your corner. I deliver smart defense with strong results when it matters most. Call 480-630-0799 to talk with me personally. That's 480-630-0799. Or visit my website at theattorneyjosh.com. That's theattorneyjosh.com.
Are you new to Medicare and are questioning what you need or where to even start? Let Mountain Medicare guide you through the Medicare maze. Mountain Medicare is a leading insurance agency providing affordable solutions for Medicare beneficiaries. Call today for a free consultation at 602-430-8647. That's 602-430-8647 or visit mountainmedicare.com.
Tired of paying high hourly fees when you need a plumber? With Cobra Plumbing, you get the same great service as the other guys, but you pay by the job, not the hour. So if you have a residential plumbing issue, don't wait. Call Cobra Plumbing today. Plus, our work is guaranteed. So call us today for your free estimate. Call 602-663-8432. That's 602-663-8432. To see a list of our complete service offerings, go to cobraplumbing.net.
Wow, everybody wants greater health, wealth, and happiness. We at Hypnotic One help everyone achieve that by eliminating your negative, unwanted, outdated habits and addictions in 1 to 7 days and include a lifetime warranty. Now's the time to take control or eliminate drug, alcohol, smoking, weight gain, stress, and depression. We at Hypnotic One make changing fast, fun. Call now, 602-547-0446. For a free one-hour consultation and motivational CD, it is priceless and life-changing.
Running a business is complex. Hi, I'm Corey Boehm with Boehm Law. We provide legal guidance for businesses of all sizes. From contracts to compliance, we help you navigate complex legal matters. Our goal is to give you clarity, confidence, and support as you make important business decisions. For a complimentary consultation, call 602-806-7182 or visit us at BoehmLaw.com. That's BAHME Law.com. If I
traded it all, if I so welcome back, everyone. You know, we're talking about habits for getting wealthy, and not only by getting wealthy, but staying wealthy, which is a whole nother ball game. And we want to talk a little bit about one thing I wanted to bring up. At the break, we were talking about how I asked you, well, there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't have a lot of money right now. Maybe they're going to come into money or, like you said, maybe a lawsuit or somehow that they're getting money and even learning how to do it. I ask you, can they call you?
Absolutely. We have had clients come in where they say, hey, they have a pending lawsuit. They have an inheritance coming. They don't have it quite yet, but they're not sure what they're going to do with that. And they want to kind of plan in advance. So they're not receiving this large lump sum of money that they're not used to
it's
having and not knowing what to do. So it's, I always recommend that know in advance what your plans are so that when you get that, you do make smart decisions. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get an inheritance and go buy something that you want to and enjoy, but let's take 80% of it and be smart with it. And so if you kind of know in advance, this is how we're going to kind of divide this up. We're going to save this. We're going to, you know, play with this amount. That's okay. But as long as you have a plan.
Becoming money conscious.
Yes.
That is super, super important. And, you know, I know when you don't have money, you say, well, I can't do that. I don't have any money, right? Mm-hmm. But you can grow and build your money. If you listen to some of the things that she's saying here, you can do it. Anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. Really, almost anyone can become wealthy.
Right. And it's kind of the philosophy of like choose your hard, you know? So it might be hard to save, but then if you are saving properly, then your future and your retirement becomes easier. Where it's easier to now kind of blow your budget, but then your future is harder. So choose your heart.
Well, I'll tell you something. I know a lot of people who have made a lot of money and millions have gone through their fingers, and they have spent so much of it, they don't have anything left. And it's really sad to see when that happens. So, and with you, oh my God, if you're lucky enough to have an inheritance like that, yeah. You know, gosh, that person that you got that from, they were doing what she's talking about.
Exactly. And the person that you inherited that from, they want those people, their family, their loved ones, to do good things with it. And so kind of that can kind of maybe help provide some of that discipline or that accountability is, hey, this person, whether it's a grandparent or a parent or whomever, wants you to be able to make that last and make your life easier.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about this. This was a good one. Let's talk about debt. How do retirees who have built wealth approach debt differently?
Well, again, you know, when you're looking at debt, some debt's reasonable. You're buying a house, obviously home mortgage rates are not good right now, but in general, that's an okay debt to take on. Now, if you have if you buy a car and it's a high interest rate loan and you don't put a lot down, that may not be the wisest. But credit card debt, completely different ball game. And we understand that there's emergencies and things, but if you do have debt, that's one of the quickest ways that you can, you know, to get out of debt is to use kind of like what we call an avalanche, a debt avalanche.
I like
so,
that.
So when you might be facing with all these different debts, you go, I don't know which end to start with. What do I pay off first? How do I get out of this debt? So now I have more of my budget that I can save for myself mm-hmm. and put away and follow the number one rule. And so the first thing you want to do is you want to make a list of all your debts. Be honest, put all of your debts down, their balances, the minimum payments, the interest rates. You want to have a chart that shows all of that. So from there, you want to make sure you're paying all the minimums and keeping all of your accounts current. Obviously, that's going to help your credit, and that's going to be a whole nother discussion. But from there, when you have, now you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, here, this debt has my highest interest rate. You want to focus on paying that debt down first, regardless of the balance, even if it's your biggest balance. Rather than paying the small ones off so you don't have the payment, pay the highest interest debt that you have.
Get it
that's
out
gonna
of there.
That's going to help you get out of debt much, much faster. Mm-hmm. And then once that one is eventually paid off, go to the next one down and so forth until you finally get out of debt. So it's kind of, that's why they call the debt avalanche of getting out of debt.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice? Now this, listen to what she's saying, because all of what she's saying works. This is the way people become wealthy. Now she's A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau. You could check her out on her website, which is more. MOORE wealthtalk.com. Her phone number is 833, the number 4, My Wealth. We've got our lines open here for everyone to get her book. It's Retire with More, MOORE, the holistic approach for a relaxed retirement. And let me tell you, when you do all of this, you're going to be relaxed. You really are. Because yes. You've done it, you know what to do. Discipline. That is the biggest thing right mm-hmm. there. Please learn to be disciplined about your money. And again, our number here to get the book is 602-277-5369. How important, you were just talking about planning. Right. It's important, folks. Go ahead.
It's important to plan. And again, the discipline is key. The discipline, you have to have discipline to pay yourself first and make sure that you're saving consistently. Have it on autopilot, non-negotiable. You have to be discipline to get out of debt and not make those big purchases until you know you can pay that off the next month. If there's something that you can't pay off in the next month, then wait, save up for that purchase rather than getting into debt, because now you're wasting the money you do have on interest that goes to the bank.
It's just because you wanted it.
Exactly. And that's not going to help you reach your long-term goals. So thinking of your goals in, you know, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, and working with a professional to help. If the first step is getting out of debt, maybe that's your first step. Then the next step would be saving and looking at the rest of your retirement goals. You know, health insurance or healthcare in retirement is a big deal, and preparing for that can be very costly, but you can't get to that point of being able to pay for that if you don't follow some of these steps and get there in the first place.
And the thing is that you do need somebody there. I mean, you can do it by yourself. You can try, but it's great to have somebody there to help you be accountable. And that's what you say. You can call her and you can talk to her and you can plan. This is the biggest thing, is planning. And that's where this one question here is, do wealthier retirees just set their plan once and leave it, or do they make changes?
No, they make changes. We meet with our clients at least once a year, but most of the time it's more often than that as they're making changes with their life. And one of the other things that those that are wealthy really focus on is they prioritize assets over liabilities. So instead of buying that expensive fancy car with a car loan, they're looking at investing in real estate or investing in the stock market. the things that will go to work for you to generate not just growth, but potential income. And so that needs to be a focus.
I just had an idea about people that have money, you know, and if you're going to be leaving your money to, you know, different people in the family, I think that they should hire someone like you so that right off the bat, you're there.
Right.
Because a lot of times, and more often than not, when people get money, who they don't know how to do this, they lose it so fast. And so I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm going to use somebody I know very closely that just recently came into a very large amount of money, and I guarantee you it's going to be gone pretty fast. But if she, knowing that, you know, and she was pretty with it most of her life, all of her life practically up until she passed, had hired someone like you right there on the spot so that you came along with all the money, right?
Right.
So that you can help them as, because, you know, you don't want to see your money get dwindled away. That's something that you didn't plan on either.
And that's what we do for a lot of our clients. So, for example, we have clients where maybe the husband handles most of the finances and maybe he's been do-it-himself type of thing. But when we start talking about the future and retirement income planning and knowing statistically his wife is the most likely going to outlive him, it becomes a different conversation. Because now instead of saying, well, hey, when I pass away, who's going to help your wife? Because she can't, she doesn't know all of the ins and outs and the
learn how to do this.
So that's where sometimes it makes sense to now, hey, maybe we do work with a professional at this point. We bring the other spouse involved that's not been involved so that they know that, hey, when that's the spouse that has been making those decisions, God forbid, passes away, everything's set, but there's also a relationship already with a professional advisor. And they, you know, beyond that, we also have a lot of our clients that are bringing their kids to us where their kids are either changing jobs and they say, hey, we need to roll my 401k out into an IRA, you know, or what have you. And so now we're already building that relationship, helping them be smarter with their money so that when eventually at some point in the future, if their parent passes and they inherit this large lump sum of money, now they're already, number one, they're working with a professional advisor. They already have some good habits in place.
That's great.
And they trust, they have someone they can trust rather than I have all this money inherited. I don't know where to go. I don't know this advisor. I don't know this person. I don't have any good habits set in place. And so now you're setting, you know, either your spouse or your kids or your grandkids up for success by getting them involved early.
Her phone number is 833-4-MY-WEALTH. Sounds so simple.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's super simple.
It is super simple. Try it.
I equate it to kind of like trying to get in shape. We all know how to diet and work out, but are we held accountable? Are we doing the right things? Even when it's hard to do, are we doing those things? So that's, again, coming back to working with a financial professional.
I'll tell you something. Listen up, everyone. This is probably one of the most important segments that we've done in a long time. I mean, every single one of them are important, but this one here is like the right from the beginning, right from the get-go, out of the gate, what to do with your money when you have money, how to use it. The number one thing she said to do, pay yourself. And that doesn't mean if you're just a business owner. What are your final words?
My final words, you know, just make sure that you find a professional to help you through this process. It can be very complicated and you can overlook a lot of things.
What I love is that you're that professional that will do that. And what I'm saying is there's not a lot of financial advisors that bother with this at all,
no.
But you do. And that's the way you are with all of your clients.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Again, she's A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau. Check her out on her website. It's more, M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. Call in here for the book at 602-277-5369.